What if, Jesse, what if there are aliens?
I think there are. There's no way that the galaxy is that. I mean, we're just little tiny specks of dust. There's no way that it's that big and we are the only living beings in the entire universe. Not possible.
What if they come to Earth and they don't breathe oxygen? Because we breathe oxygen. What if they breathe something completely different than us? What if they breathe like carbon dioxide and then they breathe up all the carbon dioxide and global warming goes away and everything is good?
Okay, that would be awesome. I just think that there have already been UFO sightings around Earth. So if they've already figured out how to travel here, they are like light years ahead of us technology-wise. They're so far advanced. I'm sure that they would find a way, right, to be able to like touch down and visit if it was safe.
Right, but maybe they got here and they're like, oh wait, we can't breathe oxygen. But what if they're advanced technologically that way, but like they don't have some of the stuff that we have, like they don't have computers the way that we have, or iPhones the way that we have, because we've invested a lot of time and research into filters.
Yeah.
Maybe they directed that into something else.
What if they don't have time like we do? Like what if on other planets or in other universes, you know how like our time is linear? What if their time doesn't pass the same way that ours does?
Oh. What if also they don't have like, what if they were like, how old are you? And they're like, I'm a day old. But for them, like, the day is forever.
Like, what if in the last 5 seconds that we just said words, 3 years passed over there?
What if they don't even wear watches?
What if they don't have Apple?
What if they can't drive?
Can they fly? But can they fly? Or do you have to be in something to fly?
And is like everybody fly for them like they drive, like we drive, like do you have to be a certain age? And is it just like spaceships for them? Is that like their Ford? You know, like their standard vehicle?
Okay, so here's a real question. What do you think that aliens look like? Because you see pictures of them in movies and videos and, you know, cartoons. But what do you think they actually look like? Do you think people on other planets look like we do?
I don't know, because I think I'm so jaded by all the movies that I've seen in Star Trek and Star Wars. Like, you know, Star Wars, there people on other planets are all different. You know, they've got the Ewoks. Wookies. And then if you go to Star Trek, the Wookiees. And Star Trek's got like Worf and Spock. I don't know.
I think they, at least on one other living planet, they have to look like how we see in cartoons. Because think about it. How do we all know what an alien looks like? Did one person just draw it one day and the whole universe decided I like it? Like, no. Someone, somewhere, Area 51 has seen an alien and that's why we see them like that and we know what they look like. It's not like one person drew an alien and the rest of the universe said, great, we'll go with that one.
Exactly. Yeah, that won the alien decorating contest, so that's the universal alien.
Right? That's not possible. Someone somewhere saw an alien that looked like that and that's why we all see it.
What if they leaked a little bit of the alien information out so that somebody could draw like Marvin the Martian and that alien that used to be on the Flintstones? They're like, oh, we'll make it a happy alien so people won't be scared of it. And then Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum got a hold of it and made it super creepy in Independence Day.
Well, are we going to be like, how do we know if they're nice or not? Are we able to communicate with them?
Yeah. What if they don't communicate by talking? What if it is like an Independence Day? They just think it and we just have to be able to read their mind.
I haven't seen Independence
Day. I can't even read my own
mind.
You've really got to see Independence Day. I feel like Independence Day will give you a really... And I don't think that all aliens are coming to Earth to attack it and take over it, and you know, because they've ruined their planet. Maybe they're just coming to say hi. It's not like when we travel to another state, I'm trying to take over Arkansas. You know, I'm just coming to see Hot Springs, you know? Just coming to hang out for a minute. Why is everybody that comes to Earth got to be like, I'm taking it over? Why can't they just be like, hey, we came from Mount Rushmore. We'd seen some pictures online. What if they have the internet and they're watching everything we post on Facebook?
They're probably jealous. They've seen all the Instagrams, they've seen all the places we go, and they want to come visit and take the pictures too, and we're not letting them. And it stresses me out because, you know, Sarah, you and I are like, welcome, stay a while, we'll show you around. I'd love to show you some like cool restaurants in Houston, but the government won't allow it.
And well, that, and what if they come here thinking that everybody looks like the photos that they saw online? Maybe that's why they keep showing up and leaving. Because they keep showing up and they see us like we really are non-filtered. And they're like, I don't think we're at the right spot.
They're like, no, this isn't the filtered Earth. This is the other one. There's got to be another one with a filter on it. Valencia does not come across the whole U.S.
We're at the right address? Are you sure? Because that doesn't look like the girl in the pictures. Are you sure that we're at... No. Maybe there was some sort of time difference because her photos look 9 years younger than this.
Oh, my God. Hey, have you seen? So there's a conspiracy about Meghan Markle out, about her being like a robot or, you know how Avril Lavigne, when everyone was like Avril died and someone took over as like a replacement. People think that someone right. took over Meghan Markle because there's this video of her and she's legitimately acting like a robot. Like she's totally spaced and totally out of it. Do you think that there are replicas like that for like famous people that are in this whole other world in society that she's home and this other thing is out there?
If there is, I'm going to be really pissed we have to come to work because I would buy one of those on a payment plan. Like I'd go to rent to own
layaway?
And be like, listen, yeah, I'm going to have to put a little down now and I'll pay a little every month. When can I come pick it up? No, I don't think that that's the case. I don't think we're that far. And if we are, and because I do think there's two different worlds that we all live in.
Yeah.
There are the world that we live in, and then there's a celebrity world that they probably do have access to things. Like that movie with John Cusack, 2020. Wait, was it 2020 or 2000? Whatever year it was where, you know, if you paid a lot of money, you got to ride on the boat that looked like a diet pill. And all the people that were real smart or paid a lot of money or were all these things, they had that. And I wonder if there's a group of people that, like, they know that if it all goes down, like, they're taken care of. Like, I had a friend who built a bunker in their backyard because they were certain that, you know, in the year 2000, that was going to be it. And they were ready to go. I'm not sure what the bunker is now because obviously we're still here. Although 2020 is really giving 2000 a run for its money.
It's probably a she shed.
Hey, you guys been going around in my she shed? It looks really cool.
It's underground.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
No, I really
don't
do
mind all the canned food.
Hollywood is like another world. And there's all these secrets in the industry that we don't know about. I mean, think about all the secrets that were kept about, you know, the creepy people in the world that are now coming out in 2020 because we're not standing for that anymore. That was kept under wraps for so long. There's secrets that we don't know about. And I think they have access to things that we don't even know exist.
I feel like if we go missing, someone heard this podcast and was like, they're on to us. When in reality, Jesse and I just had some extra time and we looked outside and it was gloomy and we're like, do you think there's aliens?
Because what else is there to do when it's gloomy outside except talk conspiracy theories and talk aliens?
Yeah, you just put on some coffee, you grab some snacks, and you, instead of solving the actual world's problems or thinking about the to-do list that you actually have to do today, aliens.
Sarah, I'm going to pivot for a second because...
Do it.
I don't know why this made me think of it because it's not aliens, but it's about that, like, finding something out about life that you're like, holy crap. Did you ever watch the movie The Truman Show?
Yes! That movie, after I was done, blew my mind because aren't there certain times where you say something and it ends up showing up, right? And people are like, oh, you talked it into existence?
Yeah.
Or did Ed Harris hear me say it in the control room and now it's here?
I think about it all the time and I haven't seen that movie in years. Like, it's probably been five years since I've actually watched the movie, but it freaks me out so bad thinking that everyone in your life could be a character.
They're in on it. And also, if you're listening right now, I think I've done enough. Can I get married? I mean, would that be the end of the show? You know, would it all come to an end after that happened? Because let's be honest, when Donna and David got married, that was the end of 90210. I get it. But also, I'm cool with it. Like, I'm good if we could just end the show, if I could just get married.
Could you just send someone my way? Someone nice, someone kind, someone funny, a little witty.
That's it. Yeah, a little witty, not afraid of commitment, down to get married. Like, all these things would be fantastic and great. Chandler and Monica got to get married. Granted, that ended the show. Ross and Rachel never got married, and the show still ended. I feel like that could be the end of it.
I didn't like
don't
Ross
you ever
and
notice,
Rachel.
Oh, really? I didn't like Chandler and Monica.
Oh, yeah. Ross just gives me the creeps, and I don't know why.
He's a little odd, and what was crazy was, during that show, the first couple of years, Ross was like the main star. And when you go back and watch it now, you're like, really?
It's Jennifer Aniston. He's just so like, what's the word? Like, how do you describe Ross's character?
Ross is goofy.
Yeah, but he's just a little like gumpy, awkward. I don't know. I get uncomfortable watching Friends with him.
Which Friends character are you then? Because I have my theory on which one I think you are. I want to know which one you think you are.
Oh, God, Phoebe.
Yeah.
We already knew. 100%.
Oh, my God.
Well, who do you see yourself as?
Oh, I'm Chandler.
100%.
Every day of the week at Twice on Tuesday. Like, Absolutely.
But on the weekends, you're a little bit of Joey.
I am a little. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm Joey without the looks. Got all the confidence in the world. Just, you know, I'm a 10 on confidence. I'm about a 5 in the other department. I'm okay being average. I think people need to live in the world of the now and the world of reality, and you need to know where you are in the game. And I feel like looks-wise, I'm probably about a 5-6. Add in the personality, I get to be a strong 7.5.
You're a 10 out of 10, Sarah. And if Joey
That's not true.
Yes, it is. And if everyone's a 10 out of 10, we need to live in that world. We're all a million out of 10. You're Joey if Joey had a kid instead of a duck.
I do love my baby.
Who's Parker going to be?
Oh. She's Ross.
No, she's not. She could never be Ross.
I think that Parker will be, she's goofy, she's funny, and she's always down for a good time. She's always happy and smiley. I think she's a Joey.
Yeah, I could see her being a Joey too. Everyone wants
to
be a Jen.
I think they do want to be a Jen, but Joey's loyal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Joey's always there. He lied for Chandler and Monica. He supported Ross and Rachel. You know, he was always that one constant for all of them. He went out with Janice for the entire day when Chandler was dating Janice, and anybody that'll do that, definitely a friend. He's a good friend. I would like for Parker to be a Joey or Phoebe, because Phoebe also eclectic and odd and, you know, a little spacey.
She's a little out
always
there.
Could call her and, you know, she would show up. You would call her and be like, listen, Phoebe, I broke up, and she would be there with ice cream and a magic eight ball and also a blanket for some reason.
Listen, Phoebe never knew, I feel, what was going on. Like, she was not on the rocker. She has no idea what day it is. And that's how I feel. So I'm okay with that.
But Smelly you also
cat.
Had a deeper understanding of life.
Smelly cat. What are they feeding you?
But when I call you, Jesse, and I'm like, hey, all I need you to do is show up at my house with a stick of gum, a slingshot, and a puppy. And you're like, there. I'll be there in 5 minutes. I got it.
I found a random That's dog Phoebe. Off the side of the road. Yeah. It's like, I can okay. Let's go.
Whose dog is it? I don't know. I have to bring it back in 10 minutes.
I can only borrow him for 10. Let's be quick. Hey, let's go back for a second because we got an update.
Yeah. So we don't speak scientists, but Jesse's got a few little details about what the scientists released about Venus, and then we'll break it down about what we think that means about the aliens.
Okay, this is about to be the most unscientific scientific report you have ever been given. Are you ready?
I'm totally ready.
Scientists have detected traces of phosphine gas that could be coming from microbes in clouds swirling high in Venus's atmosphere. It's produced naturally by bacteria or the decay of organic matter, which means that Venus could support microbial life.
Somebody farted on Venus. That's what that says. Somebody farted on Venus. Venus said, pull my finger. We smelled it. Can you imagine if that's your job at NASA? It's because it's hard enough for us to explain to people what we do. Oh, you guys talk for a living? You talk to that guy. So what do you do for NASA again? Well, I find the microbiomes of the clouds. Did you smell farts for NASA? Is that what you
do? Yes, that's what I do. I sniff farts for NASA. But obviously, it was bad enough and someone ate something nasty enough that we smelt it. Okay, and now we know you're caught. Who would have thought of all the ways that we could like figure out that there are aliens? Like the amount of tests you could do. It's like, how did you guys find out there was aliens on Venus? Someone farted real bad.
You know they're on a spaceship somewhere like listening to this and they're like, dude, Bill, did you fart on Venus? They found us because you farted. You couldn't have held it till we got back into the space. I know we told you not in the spaceship, but you could have gone to the bathroom for that. I know it's an enclosed area.
He was probably trying to be nice. He was like, let me just scooch out really quick. I'll fart on Venus so no one else has to smell it. And meanwhile, on Earth, we're like, ha-ha, caught you, aliens.
Been in this spacesuit for 4,000 light years. Sometimes you just gotta go.
Do you think aliens wear spacesuits, though?
I don't know. And do they call them spacesuits? Because spacesuits is where they live. Is it just like their jumpsuit? Is it like what we wore in the 80s, like our jumpsuits that we thought were super cool? You don't remember that since you were born in the 90s, but Google it. It's pretty good.
Do they call them jeans? Like, hey, I got to go throw my jeggings on. But it's really a spacesuit. No, I don't think they do. I think they could probably breathe anything.
Maybe or maybe not. What is it? Do they breathe or do they just like exist? I think they look like fish.
With gills?
Yeah.
Does that mean they could also live underwater?
Maybe that's their primary. Maybe it's just like a floating fish tank. Maybe that's why it looks like a fish tank. Maybe that's why so many fish tanks have spaceships in the tank.
what if aliens aren't actually in outer space, but they're like really deep in the depths of the ocean that we haven't been able to explore?
Mm-hmm. Because we can't go down very far because the ocean's pretty deep. Like, you can't touch the bottom.
No, that is a correct statement. You can't. I can't touch. I mean, Sarah and I are barely 5 foot tall. We can't touch. But I want to Google like, how much of
how
the
deep
ocean.
Is the ocean?
How deep is the ocean? No, how much of the ocean is unexplored? Is unexplored?
I think it's like, well, let's take a guess. I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to say like 82%.
99% of the ocean.
Nah. How do they know that if it's been unexplored? Like, I would give you like 80-something percent, because then you could be like, well, you can't tell me we've only looked at 1% of the ocean.
Well, I think about it. You can't go down that deep. I'm sure they can see how far it goes down, but we can't actually go down to explore that. How deep is the ocean? I wanted to just let you know, I Googled how deep is, and the first thing that came up is your love, and the second one is the ocean.
Well, let's get to ocean first, and then we'll talk about love.
Okay, 12,100 feet. That's the average depth.
That's how high it is when you skydive. So if the ocean was clear, you could see the bottom of it, because when you're up in the plane and you're about ready to jump out of the plane at 14,000 feet, you can see the ground. It's tiny, but you can see it. So if the ocean were clear, we would be able to see the bottom of it.
Right, but it's not like those dark, it's totally black. Don't you watch Shark Week?
Yeah, because light can't escape. See, light is a reflection. So when it goes down, the reason you see things is because light's a reflection off the object that you see.
Who says we can't work for NASA?
I'm telling you. Man, Miss Craig would be so proud right now, because I know that you don't think I retained anything from high school, but I did that. Yes, I did. And I never thought I would use it again, and it just happened.
Look at that, Sarah. That was the smartest thing you've ever said to me.
Like, I've been holding on to that nugget for 22 years.
22 years now.
Feels good.